Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The dance fire, which began on Monday evening near Orleans and which has burned more than 650 acres, destroyed one residence and several outbuildings, is now about 25% contained, according to the latest Six Rivers National Forest news. The fire forced the evacuation of some residents, but fire crews have made good progress against the blaze, which is moving toward Black Mountain. The fire is burning in rugged terrain, and a command post has been set up at the Hoopa Fire Department as a state fire management team conducts fire operations. Local and state agencies have been called in to fight the fire, which at one point closed down sections of Highway 96. But favorable winds and weather have allowed fire crews to gain, and Highway 96 is now fully open. Officials held a public meeting in Orleans last night to update residents on the latest developments. At this time, no more evacuations are planned, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. On Tuesday, the U.S. Marshals Service announced that Shane Miller has been added to the agency's most wanted list. Miller, a Humboldt County native, is wanted in connection with the murder of his wife and two children in Shasta County in May. Authorities have been searching for Miller since he disappeared near the mouth of the Mattole River and after his abandoned pickup truck was found on May 8th. Miller is an adult white male, 5'11", 180 pounds, with blue eyes and red hair, and is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about Miller is asked to contact authorities. Officials from Pacific Gas and Electric will host a public meeting to discuss the progress being made on the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. The meeting will be held at the County Agricultural Center on South Broadway in Eureka. And they can be found on street corners outside of businesses and everywhere in between. The transient population in Humboldt County can be found everywhere and asking residents for money and creating problems for the police. One explanation for the large homeless population is the county's marijuana culture, as many transients are looking for jobs in the marijuana industry. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dobberstein provided an example.
We just contacted a guy at Burger King that was basically showering in a bathroom, they called us. We got him out of there, but he was from Pennsylvania, and he had come to Humboldt County looking for a trimming job. And that's the kind of transients that we're seeing roll into town.
Dobberstein went on to outline efforts the city of Fortuna is taking to control its increasing number of transients.
It's not new for Fortuna. We've always had that element there, but it's increased over the last year or two. So we've done some things. We've done a camping ordinance, for example, and that's helped out a lot. Making it illegal to camp on public or private land, and been contacting people panhandling around the city. And I've noticed a decrease in that type of activity in Fortuna.
Dobberstein advises that you avoid giving money to transients, and he believes it only exacerbates the problem. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Riders of the Redwood Transit bus line will soon be able to catch the northbound and southbound bus every hour, Monday through Friday, including every half hour for those who ride between College of the Redwoods and Arcata. Humboldt Transit Authority General Manager Greg Pratt explains how the schedule changes are necessary due to a population of bus riders that has been growing steadily since 2008.
Our ridership has grown probably about 200,000 riders a year since then. We went from 400,000 close to 600,000 riders. So it's been a steady increase of 2% each year. So this schedule that we've restructured has given us opportunities. If there is growth to that, we can accommodate it.
Another change for the bus line is the implementation of a barcode on printed schedules that riders can scan with their smartphones.
Say at the HSU library reading a book, and you know, maybe it's raining outside, and not knowing when that bus, maybe it's 5 minutes late. Instead of sitting out there in the rain for 5 minutes, you can text, and knowing that bus is going to be there, you can catch it.
The changes will begin on August 19th. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.